College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so last Friday we had the head coach of the Wizards on, Brian Keefe. At that time, they only had 6 wins. They've actually reeled off 3 wins. Remember, tonight, you can watch us on Monumental Sports 2. We'll be having fun on the Altcast. Check that out. But it's an entirely different Wizards team now because they did what we expected them to do, right? They traded some of their vets.
Mm-hmm.
First, it was Kyle Kuzma. He goes to Milwaukee. Then they trade Jonas Valanciunas. We knew he was a rental whenever they picked him up in the offseason. There was some sort of rule they couldn't trade him until a certain point in time. And the trades continued. So here's kind of a recap of who is now on the team and what they received and who they lost.
Yeah, give up who they lost because...
All right, so they lost Kuzma.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. They lost Valanciunas.
Right.
Marvin Bagley, who EB says he didn't even remember was there.
I've forgotten. He had missed 21 straight games.
Yeah.
He played a total of 19, and he averaged 4 points a game.
Jared
Butler. That guy was drafted ahead of Luka Doncic.
He was drafted 2 overall. He was a really good college player, mm-hmm. and he can't play because he's not a stretch, so he can't go out there and hit threes. He's kind of phased out with how the new NBA
it's kind of a dinosaur, like his playing style.
I think there are some guys.
You know, when he was in Sacramento, he was 15 mm-hmm. and 10 or 15 and 9. I mean, he was pretty good, but those days are over.
I think there are some guys that don't necessarily shoot threes, but he's maybe not big enough to guard like real centers, whatever. They moved on from Marvin Bagley. They got rid of Jared Butler. And say goodbye to Johnny Davis.
Yeah.
That was Tommy Shepard's. Was that his final first-round pick?
Might have been. Yeah. That's not a great legacy to leave.
So they lose 5 players.
One of his worst.
They also dealt away 5 second-round picks.
Yes.
Yes. But they acquired another first-rounder because that's what they wanted to do.
They acquired multiple first-rounders.
Yes.
I'm just saying in the most recent trade.
So in the players that they've added, in the Kuzma deal, they bring back Chris Middleton. All right. He's not part of the long-term plan. None of these guys are part of the long-term plan, except for maybe A.J. Johnson.
Right.
So they added A.J. Johnson, who was drafted this year, 25th, I believe, maybe 26th, mm-hmm. whatever. Marcus Smart, who was with the Celtics for a long time. Now he's kind of bouncing around the league.
9 years, and then he got traded. He was with Memphis, but he hurt his finger, and he hadn't played since December 21st.
So. Colby Jones. And Alex Len,
he a terp.
Second stint with the Wizards.
Yeah, he back.
And they added a...
I'll be honest, I barely remember his first stint with the Wizards.
Yeah, Jason mentioned
how many games did he play in a Wiz uniform?
Almost a year.
53.
Whose is this?
Alex Len.
Yeah, he's back.
Utterly forgettable stint as a Wizard for me.
Wow. Len-sanity.
Len-sanity, let's bring it back.
I mean, he's an okay big. And then they did add a first-round pick in this upcoming draft and a first-round pick in 2026.
All right, so
and
how many first-round picks do we have this year? You know, off the top
2.
Of your head?
I believe 2.
We'll have the first and then, presumably,
top 3.
I'm on realgm.com, and it's like you need like a degree from Harvard to keep up with all of the different permutations and the pick swaps.
Yeah.
And then some are conditional, right? Like one of these first-round picks that they received, it may not go to them if it's a top 8. I forget. There's something about a top 8 protection.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're going to lose one of their picks if it's not in the top 8.
In 2025, they have their first and pick 11 to 30 to New York via Houston to Oklahoma City.
So their pick is going to New York.
From what this says,
so then
yes.
they only have one first round pick.
Correct.
I thought they had 2.
It's hard to decipher. Like, so I don't
does
know
that, does that include does the it? One they just got?
I guess they owed New York a pick.
And maybe that's not including what they just got.
I was with Kate because I was a little confused on the pick deal, like because some of it seems very conditional.
Right.
But overall, they're trying to acquire picks and free up space.
How many do they have next year? How many firsts do they have next year?
In 2026?
Yes.
I think you would say two, but one of them I think is conditional.
Okay.
That depends on where they finish in the standings, where the other team finishes in the standings.
Okay.
Whatever.
There's something going on with the Knicks. I don't know what that combination is, but they might have two next year.
Do you like the overall direction? I would say yes, but I'm kind of with EB that it's going to take a lot longer than I thought.
Oh, yeah. This is.
I mean,
yeah.
Did you guys?
They're
think
just getting young.
Did
They're
you
just bringing
in
young.
Happen in a year or two?
No,
I thought three.
I thought maybe 3 to 5 years, and
I've always thought 4 to 5 years of a rebuild is what you're
I just
looking
don't
at.
See the rebuild.
I mean, how long did it take OKC to rebuild?
Probably 4 or 5 years.
I don't know.
That's his blueprint. That's Will Dawkins. That's his template.
Understand.
But you have to. They hit a home run. They hit a grand slam with SGA. Right. You got to hit a grand slam with Sarr or Coulibaly.
Yeah. Right. It's just there's so much luck involved.
No, maybe not a grand slam, but you certainly got to. Those guys got to become legit. If they're not stars, all stars,
frontline NBA stars,
they've got to be legit. Productive players that are going to be here.
By the way, it didn't take that long for OKC, and this is why I didn't think it was going to take 4 or 5 years. So OKC obviously was excellent for a while, led by Kevin Durant. They had James Harden. Who am I missing? Who was their third star? I'm forgetting a basic. But Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook, yeah.
All right. So they made it to the NBA Finals at one point. Then they were kind of a consistent playoff team, but they were losing in the first round. So for four straight years, they lost in the first round, but had winning seasons all in the 40 range. So 47 wins, 48 wins, 49 wins.
And then they blew it up.
Yeah. 2020, 22 and 50. 2021, 24 and 58. By the way, never as bad as this team.
Mm-hmm.
So the worst they were was 24 and 58.
All right, so it took them 3 years.
Then the next season, they were 40 and 42, close to 500.
But they hit a grand slam with SGA.
And then last season, 57 and 25. So they never really had this type of pain. And the pain that they had only lasted two seasons.
Yeah, I just think
to me, this is the second season of the pain. Or are you calling this the first season?
I mean, they haven't really done anything. But I mean, you can go the old route, old fashioned route. You attract free agents, you make trades. I mean, that's what the Lakers are doing.
Yeah, I think you got to put the Lakers as separate from everybody else.
Not,
like the couple iconic
the
franchises, like the they don't want to be look. I think you don't want to be Detroit, right? Detroit has been in this rebuild, it seems like, for 5 or 6 years, and they're finally getting decent. But to me, you want it to go a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I tend to be impatient. I was surprised last year they traded Denny. I thought Denny was part of the future.
But this is they just got here. Yeah. Dawkins just got here.
This his second season?
That's what I'm saying. He just got here.
Year two.
You got to give them 4 or 5 years.
I know, but this is, I didn't know that they were actually going to be worse.
They might not have thought they would be this bad either.
I think they had a pretty good idea.
I don't think they would have thought it would be 9-41.
By the way, there's no difference if you win 13 or 14 games and you win 22 games. Like, to me, who cares? You still suck.
If you win 22 games, you're not drafting. You're not going to draft in the top three, probably.
I mean, JP was hyping it up like, oh, they were 22 and whatever. And to me, that's 8 or 9 games. It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying to say that it took OKC 4 or 5 years is inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
They really turned it around in 3 years.
Okay, again, I'll say it for the 100th time. They hit a grand slam with one of their players. So if Washington could hit a grand slam with Sarr or Coulibaly, it won't take as long. But it doesn't look like that.
No, I mean, they could draft another Marvin Bagley.
Yeah, I mean, but if you...
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
But maybe some of the A.J. Johnsons of the world turned out to be legit starters. And then if you have Sarr and Coulibaly, they turn into really good players. Let's just say they get lucky and they get draft Cooper Flagg and he's a really good player. Well, then you got three legit young players. Mm-hmm. And you're starting five.
All right. Let's go real quick to Brian. He's calling from Texas. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning, Junkies. How are you?
Hello, Brian.
Great. How are you, Brian? What's going on?
Hey, I'm an OG P1 from June 1997.
Very cool.
So I wanted to say thank you to you guys for 27 and a half years.
Thank you.
Thanks. When'd you move to Texas?
About 7 years ago for a job opportunity.
All right. Go ahead.
What's up?
So I want to publicly renounce my Cowboys fandom after 45 years, and I want to ask EB to baptize me into Commanders fandom.
Oh, Lord.
Wow, you've been a Cowboy.
Why have you given up? So you were a Cowboys fan that lived here in the D.C. area, which is kind of reprehensible, but there are a lot of you. And then you moved out there. Why are you bailing? You don't like Brian Schottenheimer?
I became a Cowboys fan in 1979 when my family moved to a place called Hahn Air Force Base in West Germany. And we had one English language TV station that only played the Cowboys because
all right,
they
fair
were
enough,
at the time.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Why do you want to renounce now?
You were subjected to Cowboys propaganda at a young age, and you didn't have any other alternative.
Yeah, okay. But that's fair. Yeah. Why he became a fan. You're traveling, your Air Force bases, whatever. I get it. All right, so why do you want to renounce?
Because I have no hope as a Cowboys fan. I watched Jerry Jones's press conference after the Schottenheimer hiring. It is clear he has no intention of doing anything different. And when he dies, his son will inherit the team, Steven.
Right.
And the Cowboys, in the last 24 of 29 seasons, have either not made the playoffs or have won one game. They have won nothing of any significance in 29 years, and there is no hope for the future.
Why do you want to become a Skins fan? Now you want to jump on the Jaden bandwagon?
No, I actually, honestly, I began to become a covert fan when Kirk Cousins became the Skins quarterback.
Oh, Kirk,
because
so you've been waffling for years.
Yeah, well, it's been a process. And
Valdez is screaming in my ear that you can't let him become a Skins fan.
He thinks you might be a sleeper agent.
Yeah, that's the whole point of being a fan, is you ride with them thick and thin. You can't just blow in the breeze and pick whatever team's the flavor of the week.
That might be true, but his point is, which is like where a lot of Skins fans got to, is that we're never going to get out of this Jones conundrum. I'm never going to get out of it. Jerry Jones has ruined the franchise. His son's going to continue to ruin it.
Right, he's trapped in it.
So
it's a cycle.
That's why a lot of Skins fans became Ravens fans. Right?
I know, and yeah, I didn't let them in the club either.
Oh. Don't poison your blood with this Cowboys trash.
This guy's not a pure blood.
Who cares if he's been listening for 30 years?
Do you need pure blood? Cakes isn't pure blood, and he just got baptized.
No, Cakes was never really a diehard fan.
This guy is a cowboy. Yes. He was a diehard fan back in the day.
Being a child doesn't matter.
Take a look at the Junks TV pictures. A Hostetler jersey was his.
Wasn't a division rival, though. That's a big difference.
This is a Cowboys fan. Get rid of him. We don't want this trash. This guy will jump to the next hot team in 2 years.
Jaden breaks his leg. He's up north to Baltimore.
They say that you're just a bandwagon guy, even though you claim you date back to Kirk, which is like 10 years.
Yeah, listen, I have been patient for 29 seasons. For 29 seasons, ever since Jimmy Johnson's draft and trade classes aged out, I've watched this team accomplish nothing. It has won nothing of significance in 29 years.
Do you think he has a right to change teams, or do you think he has to be tortured to be a Cowboys fan for the rest of his life?
Ask Mar. Mar is a diehard Commanders fan. Ask him what he thinks.
Don't let him on the bandwagon, man. He rolls with the enemy. Do you think he had sympathy when Dak Prescott was eating that turkey leg on Thanksgiving and they were shoving our face in the dirt? We can't just let him on now that we're silly. You know, it's always darkest before dawn. Have him, you know, hold that light.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
That's okay. Whatever that means. So you guys don't want to, listen, I obviously don't feel as strongly as you guys do. I don't care either way. But you guys don't want him to be Skins fan. Does he have the right, though, to pick a new team because he's given up on the Joneses?
He can go be a Jaguars fan.
You don't care about that.
Go. He's trying to ride this wave.
Go root for the Panthers.
Brian, they don't want me to let you in.
Listen, I hear Valdez, and I understand the perspective that you ride or die with your team. But I am 50 years old. I turned 50 in December. And what I've realized is that life is too short to continue to devote my fandom to a team where there is no hope for the future.
All right. Well, okay.
And would
Listen, as far as I'm concerned,
so you baptize yourself.
You could be a Skins fan. These guys don't want to let you on the bandwagon.
Yeah, you know what? You can go root for the Commanders on your own, but you don't have this show's blessing.
It's not official.
Yeah.
Go talk to Chad Duke. He'll baptize you a Titans fan.
You want to be a Titans fan?
No, God, no.
Is the only team you're considering moving to Washington?
Yes.
How convenient. The team's in the NFC Championship game. You got a stud quarterback.
Why don't you the Eagles?
He could have said the Chiefs. He could have said the Eagles.
Go be a Chiefs fan.
Why don't you want to be an Eagles fan?
Listen, all my connections are to the Washington area. I still own a home in Alexandria.
God, you don't sound 50. You sound like you're 22.
I've been stuck here in Dallas for the last 7 years. When we moved, we originally thought we'd be there no more than 3 years, but then the pandemic shut down mobility.
How are you raising your kids?
I have raised my children to be Washington area sports fans in general. I'm a huge, huge Caps fan. I used to be a season ticket holder in Section 413.
That helps.
What's their favorite football team? Don't lie.
Well, I won't lie. So my wife is from Chicago, and she has attempted to indoctrinate my son. I have a son and a daughter, and she has indoctrinated him to be a Bears fan. So he
hang up on this Bears.
You failed there.
Yeah.
And what about your kid? What about your daughter?
Can't let your wife do the indoctrination in the house. Yeah. Come on.
Listen.
Yeah.
You are a little bit
Sometimes
of a beta.
Yeah. Definitely
true. Come on, you want this guy in your fan base? Yeah. This simp?
He's been beaten down
All right,
in this
Brian,
call.
We appreciate the call, but there's no official blessing.
Brian, as far as I'm concerned, it's fine, but these guys, they don't want to let you on the bandwagon.
They're very
militant. Neither one of them are fans.
Yeah, I know, it's weird. Right,
they actually hate him.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Tough one.
Who lets the wife... Pick
I mean, that's
teams,
yeah. That's you can't let that happen.
But I'd like to see what he does if Dallas is good next year and they win the division.
You think he'll be back?
Yeah, he'll probably be right back. Yeah.
Scheduled to join us next, our pal Neil Greenberg with some great Super Bowl plays. Keep it here.